Hello, this is Jolynn Braley, the FAT Release Coach. You can find me at StopHidingBehindTheFat.com and FearlessFatLoss.com. And right now, I'm on the call today with Laura from Cooper City, Florida. Hi, Laura. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm very honored to have you here on this call and to have gone through this process with you to help you get to the other side where it's struggle-free for you to release the excess physical fat and keep it off, and where you actually are living with permanent weight loss and maintenance. So thank you very much for being here on the call.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. You're awesome.
Good. Pardon me?
I said you're awesome.
Oh, Laura, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you want to know something? You're able to see that in me because you're seeing it in you now.
That's very true. I'm a completely different person than I was just 12 weeks ago. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'd love to hear a little bit more about, because there is someone who's listening to this right now who is going to be able to identify with where you used to be and is going to deeply, deeply want to be where you are now. And so I would love to first just hear, what was life like for you, especially with food and the weight, but even in general, before we ever met?
Well, it's funny because it seems so far and long ago, but it really wasn't that long ago. I had a real challenge with stress at work and eating when I was stressed out at work, and I had an issue with I was full, but I would still eat, even though I wasn't hungry, and my stomach would hurt, but I was still eating. I'd eat McDonald's every morning for breakfast. I would sometimes in the afternoon be driving by and say, oh, I'll just get a hamburger and order French fries, you know, and I had no control. Even if I wasn't hungry, I was still eating. And even though I look like a very happy person on the outside, I really wasn't happy inside. So it was really not a great place to be. You know, when you beat yourself up, you beat yourself up of why can't I lose the weight? What am I doing? Why am I eating when I'm not hungry? And I realized there was a problem with me, but I didn't have any idea how to fix it. No idea. Clueless completely, you know, even told people, I want you to call me out if you see me eating. Ask me if I'm hungry, if I'm really hungry, or if I'm just, you know, eating because I'm bored. And they did that, but I just found that I was then trying to hide the fact that I was eating food at my desk. So that wasn't working. So none of that applies now. It's amazing.
And I do want to point out to everyone who's listening the fact that you are a very smart woman. You're very successful in your work, in your home life, and you're spiritual. So I just want to point out that fact, that when you're sharing that it was so frustrating for you, was it even a little bit more frustrating because you are so smart and successful in all these other areas of your life?
Yes, actually, that was one of the things I had read on your website that was absolutely true, is how come I know so much about my job, I'm so good at what I do, and I'm good at all these things, and I've had a great deal of success in my life, but yet I can't get this under control. And why is that? And I know people look at you when you're heavy, and they know that you need to lose, you know, 50 or 100 pounds, and they're like, oh, I don't know if she's the right person for this position, maybe, if you're applying for a job or trying to get promoted. And they look at you and they say, well, if she can't get her life under control, how could she possibly be as good and the right person, the right fit for the person that I'm looking for? And that's really a shame, because everybody is judged by how they look, unfortunately. It's not fair. Your work should speak for itself, but it doesn't always. And it's really an unfortunate thing.
Yeah. And I want to point out, too, you said can't get this under control, but actually couldn't get this under control, because that is in the past now, isn't it?
It's 100% in the past. I've released 12 pounds. I'm very, very proud of myself for doing that. It's not a problem. Thank you. I'm happy. It's awesome. I'm happy all the time now. It's amazing. I'm not the same person that I was before. I am the person that I was when I was skinny, and I'm going to be skinny again. And I take the Bachman Turner Overdrive song right, and I say, you ain't seen nothing yet, because the world is mine now, and I know how to get where I want to be, and I can see where I want to be, and that is the biggest thing. I absolutely look at clothing, look at things now as though I'm already where I really want to be. And mm-hmm. I'm just happy. I have joy inside me. It feels so good. I feel good all the time. I don't feel stress at work. People, you know, everyone around me is stressed, running around, freaking out, and mm-hmm. I'm calm. And I go to my desk and I get my work done. And mm-hmm. I notice when people are making me stress, you know, starting to feel the stress, and I get rid of it. It's possible to do it. It's amazing. The techniques and things that you taught me are mm-hmm. so valuable. You know, you just have to remember to use them, but they mm-hmm. work. It's. I'm happy. I'm filled with joy, and that's what I wanted more than anything. Because now, when I'm smiling on the outside, I'm mm-hmm. smiling on the inside too, and I really am happy, which mm-hmm. I really wasn't just a few months ago. It's huge.
And take a big deep breath.
Yes. I'm excited. I'm sorry. When I get excited.
Why should you be? Did you say you're sorry, Laura? Did you say you're sorry?
Yes, I know, but I get excited and I talk fast and I never breathe.
Oh, no, that's not, I was just saying take a big deep breath and just like congratulate yourself, but please, there is absolutely no reason for you to be sorry for feeling good.
That is absolutely true, and I feel awesome.
Yeah, and you deserve to. And I also want to emphasize the fact for those who are listening that you didn't get to where you are by just, it wasn't a magic wand or anything, was it? You actually had to do something. And there were some times that you had to really apply yourself, because I remember you even saying that what I took you through in this whole step-by-step proven system to permanent weight loss, we did some very, very different things together that you'd never done before. And there were times you had to apply yourself. I'm just stressing the fact that, hey, you got to where you are because you did take action with what I walked you through. And if you hadn't taken action, where would you be now?
No, I wouldn't be where I am right now. That's absolutely true. There's definitely some work. I'm not going to lie and say that there's not some work that you have to do and you have to take the time, but it's absolutely worth it. And you notice the difference between when you do the work and when you don't do the work. The way you feel is completely different. One versus the other. So it's extremely important.
Yeah. And now with how you exercise and the things that you do to live healthy, to whatever it is you do, to cook your food, to get prepared, all these different things that go into living a healthy and fit lifestyle, compared to where you used to be and where you are now, what is it like as far as, is it really struggle-free for you now? And what was it like before?
Let me tell you, I went on a cruise for 7 days with my sister and did not gain a pound. I don't know very many people that do that. And in the past, if I would go on a cruise, I would, of course, eat at all the buffets and eat dessert every single day and relax around the pool. My cruise, I worked out every single day. I chose very physical excursions to do, which I never would have done in the past. And it was no problem. I ate very healthy. I ate smaller portions. And it was absolutely effortless. I didn't think about it. I didn't have to force myself. It's just what I wanted to do, and my body did it for me. And the same thing even over Christmas. Christmas was just a couple of days ago, and my sister makes Christmas cookies, tons and tons of Christmas cookies, 16 varieties of Christmas cookies, to give you an idea. And she makes enough for me to bring to my office and feed like 40, 50 people. I mean, there's a lot of cookies. And yes, I did sample all of the cookies. I'm not going to lie and say I didn't. But they're sitting behind me at my desk every day, and I don't turn around and have them all day long. In the past, I would have done that. Now they sit there, and I keep forcing people, come on over, have some more. But I'm not the one who's having them. And I find it hysterical, because in the past, that would not have been me. I would have had a couple with my coffee, then a couple a little bit later, and then just before lunch. And, of course, after lunch, you have to have a dessert. And then around 3 o'clock, you need a snack. I didn't do any of that, and I haven't been doing any of that. So it's been extremely effortless. If I can do that, and she is a cookie genius, my sister, then it's absolutely struggle-free. It's amazing how easy it's been.
That is so freaking awesome. And and it's so different, I think, hearing it from you, because you're not me, and you've actually gone through it. And also, depending on when someone out there right now is listening to this, it could be summertime, but to hear you share that, wow, you went through the most difficult time of the year for most people, which is the holiday season. And if you're able to do that and with all of these tools that you've learned working with me through this step-by-step proven system to permanent weight loss and maintenance, if you're able to do that during the holiday seasons when you have this fabulous sister of yours who's making all of these 16 different varieties of all these fabulous cookies, then what would you not be able to do throughout the rest of the year?
Exactly. That's exactly right. When it's the easy times, it's going to be super, super easy and not even thought about. But I haven't had to think about it. It's amazing. I'm not going to say again that there wasn't work behind it, because there absolutely was, and you do have to dedicate it. And I will tell anyone who's listening, there is a huge difference between when you don't do the work, because there were days I missed it. I admit it initially, and didn't do what I needed to do every single day. But when I did, the difference in how I feel is night and day. And now it's effortless that I make sure I still do it. I'm still doing all the things that you taught us to do, because they work. They absolutely work. And the way that you feel is the difference. I've always been a thinker. I think about things and I analyze things and I've got to figure out, and logically put it all together. And you've taught me to feel, and how I feel has turned out to be the most important guiding mechanism for me. I feel fabulous. I feel so friggin' good, and I can't wait to tell you when I'm down 100 pounds. I mean,
okay.
I can't wait to email you and tell you. But
yeah, and I'm sure you will, Laura. I'm sure you
will.
And you brought out another very important point there, too, that this is an ongoing process.
It is.
And it is something that it's an ongoing process. And why wouldn't you do it, though? Why wouldn't you continue to use all of these takeaway tools that you now have? Because it works, just like you said, and you feel so much better. And also, it's almost a byproduct now, but it's helping you to achieve the effortless weight loss and just do the things that, yeah, you do need to do physical things. You know, you need to feed your body in a healthy way overall, exercise your body, do all those good things. But when you're able to do those consistently and do them without that previous internal battle that you used to have, then what is the big deal? And then why not keep using all of these tools that you have? Because it's helping you to do all of the rest of this.
Exactly. And once you feel the way that I feel right now, you don't ever want to go back. You don't want to not do the work, because you feel too good. And it's now a drug. It's like a drug, because I want it. I want this great feeling that I have now. I don't want the sadness and the not feeling joy and not being happy and beating myself up. I don't want any of that and asking, why can't I do it? Why can't I? I can now, and like I said in the beginning, you ain't seen nothing yet, because I know what I can achieve.
You sound so much like one of my other clients. This thing of it's like you're addicted to feeling good now, and
exactly.
And though doing it through a way that is very specific, and it doesn't have to do with food or drugs or alcohol or anything that would be unproductive and unhealthy for you.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely not.
It's just you've learned how to take control of your own mind, your own emotions, and notice when you're not feeling good, and actually know exactly what to do something about it. And then that combined with all of the other steps that I helped you go through to get out of your own way. I mean, I am not at all surprised that you are unstoppable now, and that you ain't seen nothing yet.
It's exactly right.
Yeah. And is there anything at all that, imagine someone right now listening to this, and they right now are where you used to be, and especially imagine the struggle that you used to have. You knew how to eat right. You knew how to exercise. In fact, you'd even gone through some other processes. I don't know if you want to share that on this call.
Well, yes, actually, I did actually do lap band surgery. And even with the lap band surgery, I really wasn't losing weight, but it was a lot of it is because I was doing the bad behaviors of eating when I was full, eating when I was stressed out. And I know they say that stress also helps keep the body, the fat on you. But, you can have the surgery. The surgery really isn't the answer. I know people think it is, but I've discovered, and let me tell you, it was a year later, and I hadn't lost more than 10 pounds since the surgery. So it's not really necessarily the answer. For some people, it might be, but it wasn't for me. And it, you know what? If I had found you sooner, I never would have spent over $10,000 out of my own pocket on surgery that turned out not to be a solution for me. I could have done this and saved all that money and kept it in the bank.
Thank you for sharing that, Laura. I'm really glad you shared that because there are so many folks out there that think that that is the answer. And the thing is, though, is that there's one of the universal laws we live under is there's never enough physical action you can ever take to get yourself an outcome when you're not an inner vibrational match to the thing that you want.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't understand that when you first started talking about it. You kept saying it, but I didn't quite get it. And I was like, it makes sense, but I don't quite get it. I get it now. It's absolutely true. I absolutely get it now.
Well, you know why you get it, don't you?
Because I'm living it.
Yeah, words don't teach. Only experience does.
That's true.
And that's why the self-help books aren't enough for 99.9% of people. You have to actually...
Oh, I have hundreds.
Oh, you do?
I have a lot, especially regarding weight loss, you know, and yeah, no. None of them help me, you know. Stand in the front of the mirror naked, yeah, that just makes you feel bad. Mm. You know, No. they don't work. You know, there's other things, and this is the thing that you should do.
Well, I'm sure that more than one person is going to be able to relate to you with all the self-help books, either having done weight loss surgery or considering it, the fact that you're so, you know, you were already so successful on the outside and also even giving off a outer look of being happy when on the inside you actually weren't, and having this big struggle with the food and the weight, and now look at where you are. And is there anything that you would share with that person who can so relate to you right now? They are where you used to be, and they would love to be where you are now. Is there anything specific that you would share with them?
I think that they need to go through this process. I shouldn't even say think. I feel they need to go through this process. It's amazing the difference. It'll take a little time. Be patient. Do all of the things that are required. And it's amazing how different you feel. And it's not only how you feel. It's what other people see. Because I've had people come up to me now and say, wow, you are so much calmer now. They see it. Other people see me come in days after having the call with Jolynn and say, my God, you're on cloud nine. And they're like, wow. They're just amazed at how good you feel. And they can all see it. And when other people come up to you and validate it, it's amazing. And all the people that have come up to me and say, wow, you're losing weight. I can really see it. It makes you feel good. And I had to learn even how to take a compliment and say thank you, where before I was like, yeah, but I always need to lose more weight. You know what? I am where I am, and that's okay. And this is where I am right now. But you know what? I know where I'm going to be because I can see it, and I can feel it, and I know what it feels like to be there. So anybody who you know, is feeling that stress or feeling that disappointment in themselves, don't beat yourself up, and don't wonder why you couldn't do it. You just didn't have the tools. They're there. You just have to have somebody guide you and show you how to use them, and it's all possible, and it's really, really easy. So that's what I would share.
Cool. And one last thing I just want to point out to you. I remember on the very first call we had together, our getting to know you call, that complimentary strategy session call, and I remember you saying all the way back then that you could not see this thin woman. You couldn't see it. And now all I hear from you, and I've heard this on a few of our last coaching calls together too, you not only see it, but you know it, and that is just, I'm so happy for you, Laura.
And, you know, it's funny because I used to be thin, and I'm 100 pounds overweight right now, about 100 pounds overweight. And, you know, I couldn't. I used to be. I should know what it felt like. But when you were talking to me that very first time, and I cried a lot during that call, I remember it well. I could not picture it because you kept asking me, how would you feel? And I was like, I don't know. I can't even imagine what it would be like. And now that's all I really see is what it's like. And I feel what it's like now. So yeah, it's amazing the transformation. I'm so happy, so very happy.
Good. Do you ever think that you'd be able to feel that happy while you are actually on your journey? Because obviously, yeah, it's going to take some time to release the excess physical fat. You've already released 12, you said?
Yes, correct.
So now you've got some more to go. And did you ever think that you would be able to do this and feel this happy when you were on the actual journey?
No, absolutely not. If you had told me that, I would have told you were nuts. No, because how could that possibly be? It doesn't seem logical that you can be this happy because you're so busy beating yourself up that you only lost 1 pound instead of losing, 3 pounds or 5 pounds, or you gained a pound this week. I don't even step on the scale every day, which is what I used to do. I had to see what I weighed every single day, and I would freak out if I gained 3 pounds. Now I only want to step on the scale once a week, and I just want to see where I'm at. And you know what? No matter what it shows, as long as I feel good, that's the most important thing. But it's been going down every week, so it's been a good thing.
Yeah. Well, of course it is. Of course it's going down. Would you expect anything different?
No, not with what I'm doing and not with the way I feel and the confidence I have and everything. I'd be shocked if it went the other way, and especially since everybody sees it. And I know that I'm eating better than I was in smaller portions, and I know I'm not eating when I'm stressed, and I know, so there should be no shock at all that I'm losing weight because I'm not doing all the bad things I was before. I can't even remember the last time I had McDonald's. It's been a long time now, and that was a huge thing for me. So I love Egg McMuffins. Well, not so much now, but I used to love Egg McMuffins.
Yeah, that was very interesting to me when you wrote that out, or we were talking about it also, and I believe that's in your written testimonial about how you used to drive by McDonald's every day and you had to get the food. I didn't even know that until we were talking about that.
I know. I didn't reveal it during our first call. It wasn't until almost the end when I was starting to really feel fantastic that I really revealed that, and maybe because I was partially ashamed of it. Because, you know that going to McDonald's is not the best thing for you, and you know that maybe Burger King, Wendy's, whatever it might be, it could be pizza for you, it could be nachos, who knows, wings. It could be anything that's your big thing that you like. And you don't feel good about yourself because of it, and you don't want to even admit to people that you're doing it. And I used to put my cell phone on mute if I was going through the drive-thru and I was talking to somebody because I didn't want them to know that I was going to drive-thru because what are they going to think? Well, of course she's fat because, she's stopping at McDonald's or she's stopping and getting fast food. So you don't want that negative connotation, but you're still beating yourself up about it. So I think I was too embarrassed to admit it early on. But now it's no problem because it's not a problem.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was surprised because I didn't know that. But I'm glad that you've had this fabulous outcome, and I'm glad to know about it now.
you did everything.
And just curious, what is your biggest transformation that you've gotten out of this entire process that is something that you never expected would come out of this?
I didn't really believe that there's so many different things, but I didn't really believe that I could be as happy as I am. I just really didn't think that the joy was going to come back to me, that I used to be very joyful when I was thin and young and always was very happy, and it disappeared. And I didn't really think I was going to get that back, especially since I'm still big. But I'm smaller, but I'm still technically big. And I just didn't think I was going to have that joy. But I have it so much, and it feels so good that I'm shocked by it, actually, that it was so easy to have happen for me. And there's no better feeling. There's really no better feeling, and I wish it for anybody. I wish it for everybody, actually. I wish everyone could feel how good I feel. It's nice.
Well, that's fantastic. And one thing that I want to give you here, Laura, how about shifting that I'm big to, well, I've got some excess right now, and I'm loving releasing it.
Well, there we go. That's what, you know, see, that's what I like about you is you give me a very positive spin on everything. But, you know, even when I said I'm big right now, it didn't bother me. In the past, it would have been a negative thing, and it would have been like I was putting it down. But because I am where I am and that's okay, it doesn't bother me to say that I'm big. Yeah, I'm big.
Okay.
So what? So what?
Okay,
I'm big.
And you know that's what matters is how you feel.
And that's
100%
it. It didn't bother me. It didn't make me feel bad. Not at all. Because I am where I am and I'm okay. And you know what? I'm not going to be here tomorrow because I'm going to be or next week. I'm going to be a pound lighter or 2 pounds lighter. I know I am. So, you know, today is today. Tomorrow has a whole new world for me.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for being on this call with me. I know without a doubt that there is someone listening right now who deeply, deeply, deeply wants what you have.
Well, I hope I help anybody. I mean, I really hope that I'm able to help anyone because everybody deserves this. They really do.
Yeah. Well, you inspire me, and here I am, the teacher and the coach, and I just feel totally inspired just having this call with you. And
oh,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, I really do. Thank you so much. I am so honored to have worked with you and helped you throughout this entire process and coached you to where you are now. And I also congratulate you for taking the action that you did because, as you know, words don't teach, only experience does. And if you had not taken action with all of the tools and the processes, if you had not shown up on the calls and engaged, if you hadn't gone through the steps mindfully, then you wouldn't be where you are right now, would you?
No, I absolutely would not. You absolutely have to do the work and participate, or else you can't expect this to work. You really can't. It is some work. There's no doubt about it. But it's really not hard, and it doesn't take much time, so why are you not doing it if it's going to make you feel as good as I feel?
Yep, and give you the results you want with your body.
That is even the most important thing. But right now, for me, it's the way I feel.
Yeah, and you know what, Laura? You know that I know that that's what really matters. And, you know, for other folks, though, listening right now, just imagine where you were when – before we started working together, and if you were listening to this right now and hearing that, oh, well, what really matters is how I feel, but I want to lose the weight, so I have to just throw in there that, yeah, well, you're going to lose the weight too.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right about that because I would have said, oh, my God, listen to her. When I first found your site and everything, I would have gone, okay, well, you know what? I'm here to lose weight. It all comes, and it's all part of the package, and it's fantastic, and I'm so very, very, very happy that I found your website because I didn't have anybody that recommended you or anything like that, but I found you, and I think that it was somebody out there, you know, sending me the signal that I needed help and someone to help guide me through this, and it's really been a wonderful, wonderful process.
Good. And it was somebody or something out there. This was your divine appointment. And congratulations to you for stepping up and listening and following through on it and applying for that complimentary call with me and for stepping up for you, investing in yourself, for doing the work, for being here now. Because just imagine if when you got that little inner nudging, whatever it was that caused you to get online and somehow find my site, if you had ignored that, where would you be right now?
Yeah, I'd be stressed out, probably 10 pounds heavier. Would not have had a good Christmas, would have eaten till I was stuffed. Be eating the cookies still right now. And nowhere near happy, and who knows how it would have affected my relationship with my husband, my kids, you know, because stress unfortunately affects your relationship with all of them and food too. So I'm actually very, very thankful that I listened to whatever it was that sent me to you. I'm so very happy I listened and took the action when I did.
Me too. I am. I've loved working with you. And for anyone who is listening to this right now, If you are also like Laura and you are a spiritual, smart, highly successful woman in your business, in your work, you're doing great in all of these other areas of your life. You've got this success. You just haven't been able to succeed with food and your weight. If you can relate to Laura and the place she used to be, and you'd love to be where she is now, then what you can do is you can also apply for one of those getting to know you complimentary calls, a strategy session call with me. And you can do that at stophidingbehindthefat.com/call. And you can sign up for that there if you resonate with all of these wonderful qualities that Laura has, and you would also love to get what she has now. So thank you so much for being on the call, Laura. Congratulations again, and just keep on rocking. I completely believe you that you ain't seen nothing yet.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.